Hi, Daily Shine listeners. Mara here. I'm the co-founder of Shine and co-host of the new podcast, Friends with Mental Health Benefits. And I have some really exciting news to share. In honor of Mental Health Month, join me for our first ever live recording of Friends with Mental Health Benefits. It's on Wednesday, May 18th. And to kick off Shine's fourth annual National Mental Health Break, I'll be joined by Jarell Caraballo, a therapist and the co-founder of Viva Wellness, for a conversation about advocating for your mental health at work. And trust me, you don't want to miss this conversation. Jarell is amazing. He has worked with LGBTQ plus youth. He's led workshops on BIPOC mental health and empathy at work. He is a longtime Shine contributor, and he's even led workshops with our team. And you might recognize his voice as one of the meditation hosts in the Shine app. So head to theshineapp.com/RSVP to claim your spot for this free live event. And hurry, because spots are limited to the first 1,000 people who RSVP. Can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to Your Daily Shine, the podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. This is your space to connect with yourself, your growth, and what you need to shine today. Joy here. Thanks for showing up. Today's practice will include some guided journaling prompts. So if you can, grab your journal or a piece of paper you can write on. Feel free to hit pause if you need to get your materials. And if journaling isn't available to you, you're welcome to just reflect mentally. Today, I want to talk about motivation. Motivation plays a big part in our day-to-day. It's that thing that pushes you to do something. When you start that work project, or go for a walk, or brush your teeth, or reach for the remote because you need to know what those housewives are up to. It all involves some sort of motivation that's causing you to act. Motivation helps us get things started and get things done. And it's pretty marvelous when we're feeling it. I know when I'm feeling motivated, I feel like all is right with the world. I have a clear sense of purpose. I'm supported. I'm energized. I'm on fire. But being human means we're not going to feel motivated all the time about all the things. And it's easy to be hard on ourselves when our motivation feels like it's missing. The good news, motivation is something we can cultivate. And studies show that being compassionate with ourselves can actually help grow our motivation. Instead of criticizing ourselves for feeling unmotivated, we can try saying things to ourselves like, "I accept my energy today," or "I'm not feeling motivated, but I'll do what I can today." When we're kind to our motivation, we give it a chance to grow. Today, we'll practice using compassion as a tool for motivation together. Let's start by getting grounded. Find a comfortable position. Once you're there, feel free to close your eyes or lower your gaze. Direct your attention to your breath. Begin to take slow, even breaths, breathing in and out. Keep breathing deeply. And if it's available to you, take your dominant hand and place your index finger in the space between your eyebrows. Apply a gentle pressure with a circular motion. Or, if this isn't available to you, imagine the sensation. Continue to massage between your brows as you breathe slowly and deeply. I'll give you some time. Thank you. Let your hand fall into your lap and return to a natural, even pace of breathing. Great job. If you're journaling today, feel free to open your eyes. Let's start by turning inward. How are you feeling? What sensations and emotions are you carrying into this day? What's your energy level? Take the next minute to write or reflect on this. Nice work. To build motivation, it helps to know what you're working towards. Ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish or get done today? What will my motivation help me achieve? It can be big or small. Any goals are fine. Journal everything that comes to mind, or just reflect. Great. There are always unexpected things that can pop up and test our motivation, but preparing for them can help you get through. So what's one thing that could get in the way of your motivation today? Maybe it's a potential misstep or a distraction. Maybe it's your energy being lower than you'd like. Maybe it's your own fear of giving up on yourself. We've all been there. Take a moment to write or reflect on a challenge you might encounter. Now we're going to put a plan in place for how you'll tackle it. What will you tell yourself if this thing you're worried about happens? What words of compassion will you greet yourself with? Remember, these challenges and setbacks are hard, but totally normal. What matters is how we react and respond to them. I'll give you a minute to write and reflect on how you'll be kind to your motivation. Thank you. Amazing. Let's wind down with one final exercise. Let's create a compassionate mantra that you can use to motivate yourself. Maybe it's something like, I honor my path, whatever shape it takes. Or maybe it's just, I will be gentle with myself. Take a moment to write or reflect on your statement. Once you have your statement, try saying it out loud if you can. If not, just repeat it mentally. I'll give you some time. Great work today. Your words are powerful, and your motivation is powerful. You can change the shape of your week with the words you say to yourself. So, to send us into this week, repeat this mentally or out loud after me. I will be kind to my motivation. I will be kind to my motivation. Let's take one last deep breath together. In and out. Reach your arms up as you inhale. Motivating energy for the day. And let it out as you bring them back down. I'll see you tomorrow. You got this.